Here in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Here we are then on Monday, and it's time for 24 years at the tap end. Nearly Christmas.
I thought I'd dedicate this one to you, Scott.
Oh yeah, hello.
Yeah, I just thought there's not really many tap ends where we talk a lot about you and your personal life.
Yes.
So I thought with this one we'd just get a small insight, a small window into the world of Scott Mills and his celebrity lifestyle.
Where's this going?
So I'm going to take you to my 21st year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I'm the girl that's way too keen. You know, there is always one.
Oh, I know who you mean.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Sabrina the Keenage Witch.
Oh, very good. And I'm having a drink at the Keen Vic.
OMG.
I've been waiting to do that all weekend.
You can't tell.
Right, I'm ready.
We're done.
Ready? I've had a brilliant time working for Radio 1 so far. You get to work with some incredible people, and I've made some great mates. And one of the strangest things about it is the opportunity to meet some of the biggest stars of the music and film world. Since I started at Radio 1, I've cheek-kissed Pixie Lott, Nicole Scherzinger, Cheryl Cole, Billy Piper, Alyssa Reid, Professor Green, Nicki Minaj, Georgie Porter, Lana Del Rey, Tulisa, and Rihanna. I've had them all.
You've cheek-kissed Professor Green?
Yes, I did. Yes, he was the only exception, I suppose you'd say. Whenever I see these people...
What do you mean, the only exception? What, the only boy on your list?
Yeah. Everyone else were girls that I've
cheek-kissed. Did you find it a bit weird that you went in for a kiss?
No, it just felt right at the time. Right. I don't know why.
Also, a cheek kiss doesn't mean that you've had them all.
Well, it does in my eyes, because, like, when I see them on TV... performing in that. Like, I was watching The X Factor at the weekend, Rihanna was on, right?
I know, that makes a change, doesn't it?
But I see Rihanna there and I think, I've had a go on that cheek. Do you know? And she's kissed me. But there is something special about that, isn't there?
Yeah.
What about your new... You know, a few weeks ago, you were trying to champion the new forehead kiss. How many celebrities have you...
None yet.
All right.
None yet, because what I need to do is just man up and do that.
Mm. Yeah.
I think the next female celebrity that comes in, I will.
Female celebrity. I was going to say, what about any celebrity? You should say the next celebrity that we have in, you'll forehead kiss them.
Okay.
Agreed.
Do we know who the next one is?
Yes, it's Will.i.am in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Not so sure.
No, come on, you've got to do it.
You said it now.
Can we please?
I remember one legendary night out. The night I met the Hoff for the first time. I was in the pub with Scott when very last minute he told me about a night that he had been double booked for. He was apologetic but said that he had to leave to go meet David Hasselhoff in a hotel in central London.
That sounds worse than it was.
Is this the hotel where the Hoff had to move because the doors were too short for him? He wanted it changed because the doors were too small for him to walk through.
Yeah, because he's very tall. No, this is a different one.
I was well up for this. The Hoff was a legend at our uni, and I regularly stripped myself naked to the Baywatch theme. Me and Scott waited in the hotel lobby for the Hoff. He was slightly delayed due to a problem with the size of his door frames.
Oh, it was that one!
But when he appeared, it was a magical moment. He was taller than I thought he would be. We had an enjoyable evening that night. I barely spoke to him, though, other than to explain to the Hoff what a cheese ploughman was. He was fascinated. That night was a good one. That escalated when a note was delivered by a waiter offering Scott the opportunity to join a couple staying in the hotel upstairs. He didn't accept despite my persuasion.
Wait, what?
Right, so we're having a lovely time.
Yep.
And just sat in the lobby, and this guy comes up to me, one of the waiters.
He just drops the piece of paper.
Drops a note, like a kind of ripped up note. And I open it and it says, like, room number on it, 204, or whatever it was. And then, after the waiter had delivered it, a man comes over and says, that's the room number of me and my wife. We'd be very grateful if you could join us in room 204.
And then just took off. He didn't wait around for an answer. He literally just took off.
I don't know what they wanted.
I think I do, and I had suspicions. So I tried to persuade Scott to go and have a look and tell me what was going on.
Yeah, you should have gone just out of curiosity.
I didn't fancy it.
But what was tricky is
why
the piece of paper...
Why didn't you send the Hoff instead? That would have been nice.
The thing is, what I was never sure about that night is that piece of paper, it did land right between us. I was sitting next to you. And although you immediately took the credit for it, thinking that they wanted you upstairs, I'm... always had a slight doubt that maybe it was me.
Well, Chris, the fact that the husband whispered in my ear that he wanted me to go up to the room would suggest that it would be me.
I only saw the note, you know. Mm-hmm. However, my favourite night out came at my 21st year at the Tap End. Scott was hosting a night at a place called the Union Chapel. It was a charity night organised by former Radio 1 DJ Joe Wiley, and Scott had invited me along with him. On the lineup was a guy called Sam Beaton, James Morrison, and just before she got really famous, Katy Perry. It was just at the time I Kissed a Girl came out, but way before she was a married lady with Russell Brand. I was standing around in a bar at the back of the venue, which was a bit like a green room, when I first saw Katy. We locked eyes across a crowded room.
Oh, come on.
She looked different to how I had seen her on posters and in the papers, but she wasn't wearing much makeup at that point. Do you remember her?
Katy Perry, yes,
no,
I do.
Remember
her, yeah.
I mean, remember how she was?
Back then.
I've got a picture, actually, of me and Katy. I'll show this to you, Becky. Rate this out of 10.
Rate who?
Well,
she looks lovely. You look like the devil because you've got bright red eyes. And also, why are you trying to grab her left breast?
Can I see that, please?
I think it's quite a sweet
photo.
Can
we put it on Twitter and people can be the judge of whether or not he's trying to...
Do you think we look good together?
As a couple?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't know. It just, to me, that looks like quite a couple-y photo.
No, I wouldn't say so.
She's done that thing that celebrities do of grab and grin.
She looks like the fan in that photo.
No, absolutely not.
Oh my God.
I love the way you see things.
You don't see that the same now.
I never knew that this was still going on in your head, and this is how you've always viewed this night.
Right. Me and Scott went over to say hi. I bottled it on the first attempt of saying hello, deciding instead to shake her hand. She was proper friendly, and for some reason was telling us both that she wasn't in a great mood as it was a difficult time of the month for her. I'm not sure why she was telling me this, but I went along with it.
She's very keen on this. She's told us that before, hasn't she, when she's been into the studio?
Yeah.
She's brutally honest.
Yes. I remember that chat now.
I made it very clear that me and Scott were not together. In that way, to waylay any confusion, I opted for a beer on my next drink.
She didn't even ask that?
No, but my worry was she was giving away these personal details because she felt a bit too comfortable.
And also,
in the assumption that maybe me and you were together.
Sure.
We were both drinking wine. I could see why, you know, that kind of impression.
What, so having a beer means that she's suddenly going to realise that you're not together?
I just needed to make it very clear that I was a lad. You know what I mean?
You're hilarious.
And there's not that many ways to be able to do that, really.
What, so you just left the wine and just went to get a beer?
I did think we were getting on strangely well. As she was ushered away, I asked Scott if this was the case, but he told me there was absolutely no chance. I watched her performance from the side of the stage. I'm sure she kept looking at me.
Are you on the stout at this point, just to prove how manly you are?
The next time I saw her was after the show. The one that doesn't speak and Scott were setting up some recording equipment, and I was left alone with Katy Perry. By then, I was feeling more confident. I put on Facebook where I was and had received texts from my mates telling me what I had to do. So I did. I asked her if she'd like to come out with the lads to Watford that weekend.
What? Did you actually do this?
Yeah, do you remember? You were in that little booth bit,
yes.
Both getting ready.
I never knew this.
I was just left alone, and I didn't know what else to say. So
right, this is why I told you not to talk to celebrities when you used to come in.
I know, you told me not to speak to her after the sort of initial hello, but my mates were telling me otherwise.
I'll leave you alone for 5 minutes.
She said she'd love to. At that point, I should have asked for the number. I didn't, though. She kissed my cheek. I kissed hers. It was my first celebrity cheek kiss. I told her to get in touch. She never did. You know, the thing is with this, I've invited Rihanna as well. Do you remember when I invited Rihanna to a Watford game?
Yes.
She said yes to that.
But have any of these people who've said yes, have any of them ever turned up?
No.
I think sometimes as well with pop stars, like, they're kind of in the moment and they'll just go, yeah, 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 so they can leave quickly as possible.
Yeah, I think they say yes to get rid of you.
I don't know. The picture would suggest otherwise.
Well, let's put it out there and see what people think.
I told her to get in touch. She never did. Maybe she just couldn't get my number from anywhere. If she's listening, the night out in Watford is still on offer. I sometimes wonder if any of the songs might have been about me and what could have been.
Right, this has gone next level now.
Perhaps it was originally meant to be waking up in Watford. Instead of that waking up in Vegas.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Maybe thinking of you was actually about me. If you're out there listening, Katie, you can still get in touch. Give me a poke on Facebook or drop me a tweet.
Everyone have a listen and see if we think this is about my friend Chris here.
As when I'm with him, I am thinking of you. Thinking of you. What you would do.
What do you reckon, Becky?
No, really not. And also, who gets in touch with someone that says, give me a poke on Facebook?
Poking's off now,
it's
isn't
off,
it? It doesn't
yeah.
really happen so much anymore. But how funny would it be if I get poked by Katy Perry out of nowhere now? That'd be brilliant.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
No, Chris, you're also not the one that got away.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.